gentlemen, are you ready for the sport and event of the year? To the thousands in attendance and to the millions watching around the world, let's see some thunder!
Posterity will show me to be the greatest the world has ever seen. A genius among non-entities. The Ludwig clash of a century, 2163, I was there, but could not see, being a 3-for-3 superfluous freak, blinded by necks, upper backs and knees, falling fat, flapped by the breeze, Sunter in the red trunks, the Sun Tzu in the blue. The front of the crowd, Sun Sugar came over and shook my hand. He turned away and I shot him in the back. Sun Sugar came over and shook my fucking hand. He turned away and I might shot him in the back. Sun Tzu raised his arms, a ground champ while Sugar bled on. No doctor on the scene, the audience won. Eventually found the sinner survive. Spent reading the letters of a million wives. Some Sugar came, wouldn't be shit without me. The youngest executioner in tabloid memory.
Hello. This is Harrison. You were listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined, as always, by Autumn Malone.
Say yeah, hi. I'm back as well.
And welcome to the final episode of Stranger Waves, as you know it, for a very long time.
For like 9 months, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Well, maybe I'll come back during the summer and figure something out, or I'll...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But sad time.
But there's lights in the studio, so that means... It's Christmas and like a little bit of Hanukkah.
The maybe. Festivus spirit is
full swing. It's with us. I mean, that's why you play Black Midi at that first track. I mean,
yes, that was Sugar Sue by Black Midi.
That was like Hellfire. I can't believe we haven't played that to open a show yet. Like that.
I know. I wanted to play it when it came out, but there's like swearing in it, so I couldn't when I had a daytime show. But here we are.
No, that was perfect.
So we got a little theme for the show today. Wait, Dance Now has never been, I guess it's with Ann Kenny Mason.
Oh, well, now you've got spoilers out here.
So we have a little theme for the show today. We're going to be playing our favorite songs from this year.
From this year, yeah. It was a little bit of a struggle because I think my music taste is actually traveled back in time a little bit this year. I should have listened to some more new stuff, but I don't know. I think the playlist we have today is pretty sweet.
I would normally be in the same camp, but I think this year was like a particularly great year for music.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like you're coming back from COVID. Everyone wants to go on tour. You've been like stuck in the studio for 2 years. You know, you come out with some good stuff like this.
I mean, unfortunately, we can't play everything that we want to. I think a lot of songs that I like this year were, you know, on the longer side, so we can only play a couple of those. But yeah, we got some really cool stuff coming up.
I mean, in terms of our general theme is our favorite music of this year, but otherwise there's no genre really associated with these tracks.
We got some alternative music. We got some jazz stuff. We got some rap. We got some hardcore punk.
Yeah.
It's all over.
I mean, it's what we've been playing. I mean, none of this is going to be much of a surprise. I
finally have an excuse to play Soul Glow on the show, and I am so excited about that. Okay. So we're just going to keep the music going because we got a lot of stuff to get through.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Dance Now by Jid and Kenny Mason. Probably my
dynamic
favorite.
Duo. It's honestly,
probably,
their
it's probably
tracks
my favorite song.
Yeah, no, they're
off of this. This song goes insane.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Enjoy.
Look, Jaddy back in the city with it. Jitty done been all across the globe. They say Jitty scribbler, he silly with it when he spitting. I hope he don't sell his soul. He should be good, man, he signed a code. He from the hood, nigga, down the road. He with you jugging right by the stove. Then they saw the patrol, it was time to roll. Saw the patrol, it was time to ride. Motor running on Memorial Drive. Got a country cousin cruising with the black man Savannah at the Florida Georgia line. Got a couple family members in Atlanta, not Atlanta. We let on Moretta decide. They just gon' let that Moretta fly. Cause you niggas bugging, spray pesticides. It's me and the bros. No extra guys, and they moving weight, it's no exercise. We could pick a date to come stretch you out. Only showing muscle when it's flexing time. You could see the hustle, you could recognize. Overcame struggle when the devil tried. Let me bear it all when I'm telling God. You know I'm a rant when I talk to Jah. Nigga said that I can't, damn lie. Ain't dapping no hand, sanitize. Gonna slide on your man, landslide. There's a nine in my pants, Hancock. You gon' try to recant, you can now. I can step on the ant, and pop. I'ma shoot at the ground, dance now.
What a handsome gift to live in the land you said. Riding with bags and bricks and my little nasty chick. That's what I asked of him. Told me he grabbed my wish. She danced with the devil. You never dance again.
Dance now. Dance. 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 Dance now. Dance. 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 Dance now. Dance. Dance. Dance.
I'm not the. Dance. I'm not the. I'm not a two-stepping man. I said I do not dance. It's a gun inside my pants, and the whole world's in his hands. It depends, penny for your sins. Shooting up the block, can't stop revenge. Nappy dreadlocks like a Rasta man. Where the story ends and the plot begins. Mama said the Messiah's in moccasins. Trying to save the kids in them apartment sins. Show a way to live with other options. Opulence, decadence, black excellence, and lots of it. I could cop the newest Beamer, Bentley, or Balenciagas. I could pay for this little nigga scholarship. I ain't caught up in rap nigga politics. Play with me, you're playing yourself. Playing with death, saying a prayer. Kathy and Carl got a K on the ship. I'm in DeKalb County, you'll be carrying catering chef. Cooking up another plate of the best. Me and Crystal, body popping like it's Crisco. Fried chicken, I'm licking her thighs. Then I put my face in her breast. I took a drive, my plug on the west side of Atlanta. He known a finesse guys with a hammer on camels and headshots on the camera. But knock out a dreadlock. That's a felony charge. He called the F. Niggas cunner the A and get X'd out. But I only been here cause I'm trying to help. Only one you can help is
nigga
yourself
said
now.
I can't. Damn lie, ain't dapping no hand. Sanitize, gon' slide on your man. Landslide, there's a nine in my pants. Hancock, you gon' try to recant, you can now. I can step on the ant, ant pile. I'ma shoot at the ground, dance now. Dance, dance,
oh, what a handsome gift to live in the land you said. Riding with bags and bricks and my little nasty chick. That's what I asked of him. Told me he grabbed my wish. You dance with the devil, you never dance again.
Dance now, dance, oh, dance, dance.
Journey, you know, not a destination. Lean not towards the egoistic inclinations.
Dance Now by Jid.
Yeah, it's a masterpiece. This whole album was
Crazy. I was talking to people about this. Like, I was it was one of my most anticipated albums of the year, but I was not expecting the leap that he took. It's unreal how huge of a leap he took.
On yeah.
Forever Story.
I know, because it also feels like it wasn't that long since.
It was. It was a really long
time. I know,
time.
It was. It was yeah. like 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel like that long because I always listen to, like, 151 Rum and Off the Zoinkies. Like, I listen to that stuff all the time, so
yeah.
this album didn't feel, like, as necessary, but, you know, it's a good album.
See, I'm the opposite. I kind of, like, I still listen to it frequently, but I was, like, really fiending for some
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's so. Right. I mean, his discography is still so small, just because, his three albums, like,
yeah.
you know. I don't want him to come out with stuff every year, but,
no. you know. I'm happy he took the time it's to really
schedule.
Craft something.
He's got a good schedule going.
Special. So, got a little Lewis Cole track up next.
Yeah, this one's crazy.
Courtesy of Autumn.
I would love to go see him in Amsterdam. So, yeah, the reason that I'm not going to be here next semester, guys, is because I'm studying in Amsterdam. I think Harrison put that on his story. But, yeah, I'll be studying in Amsterdam. I know nothing about the music scene there. All I know is that Lewis Cole is playing with the Metropole Orchestra in Utrecht.
I'll tell you what you got to do. You got to learn to speak the bare minimum of Dutch in order to get into a club, because otherwise they're going to rip you off. The yeah, thing I consistently right, hear about Amsterdam is that the people like running it hate tourists.
So. I'm going to work on that. Yeah. I feel like I could play the part. I could do it. My French accent is pretty close.
They're so goofy. I think you could figure it out.
I think I could do it. I just got to find the right people, you know?
I know. It's really funny. We were watching the World Cup. Like, Isaac and Dan came over.
Yeah.
The Netherlands.
Netherlands.
We were just making so much fun of the Netherlands. Yeah.
I can't believe that game, though.
It was a great game.
I really am falling into, like, the bandwagon of being a U.S. citizen and never watching, even though I played it, like, until whatever, ninth grade, never watching professional soccer until now, and yeah,
I'm loving it, too, and I think Dan and Isaac both, like, heavily, heavily watch soccer.
Yeah, I figured.
And the consensus that I've gotten from them is that, like, 90% of Premier League matches are just, like, boring. Right. Or just, like, really not worth
Right, because it's all about, like, placement and, like,
yeah.
goal differential and all this stuff.
I think what it's going to end up being is that, like, once it gets competitive towards the end of the season, I'll start watching, probably with them, because, like, yeah. it's fun to watch for somebody who actually knows what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Ben and Jonah and Maddie, like,
yeah,
they are, like, so, they have all this knowledge. Like, I have that sort of knowledge about, like, the NBA and the NFL, because I played all those games mm-hmm. and I've, like, followed when I was, whatever, in middle school. But they have all that knowledge about soccer, and it's, yeah, no, it's pretty wild.
I'm starting to gain a serious appreciation for it when before I couldn't stand to watch it. I enjoyed playing it in, like, high school, middle school, yeah. but I could never, like, sit down and actually watch it until now, so that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's been very fun to watch. There's another game tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Morocco.
Yeah, man.
Morocco's all the way. Number one.
All the way. It's the battle of the colony versus the colonists.
Yeah, I mean, if Morocco weren't, like, actively colonizing Western Sahara, I'd, like, root for them more. But, you know, if you guys want to look up something really not fun at all, look up Morocco, Western Sahara. It's really cool. It's not cool at all. It's disgusting. But, yeah.
Rooting for them in the World Cup, though.
I know. Anything to avoid another France-Croatia. I swear to God, I cannot watch another match that goes to penalties and Croatia wins. It's boring.
So stressful. It's just too stressful for me. Imagine being that goalie.
Dude, Harry Kane just sailing that over is the funniest thing ever to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the entire time they're trying to explain to me, like, the joke of, like, putting P in front of a soccer player's name who's just, like, known for only scoring in penalties.
Right.
So, like, Perrold Payne. Yeah. And then, of course, he gets up there and just absolutely chokes it.
The first one was perfect. The first one was perfect.
Yeah, the first one was perfect.
Just, yeah, he choked that one.
I find it funny how, like, England fans, like, cope after the loss. It's hilarious. It's like, no, it's not coming
French
home.
French fans would have done the same thing, though.
I know, but I don't follow any French people on social media. So.
That's true, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah. All right, well, this is I Can't Say the Title of the Song by Lewis Cole.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's the saxophonist, Sam Gendel or something, Gendel.
Yeah.
He's insane. There's all these videos of them doing all the stuff for the live album that he did
mm-hmm.
in, like, Lewis Cole's house, or I don't know, his mom's house. I have no idea what it was. But he's, like, Sam Gendel is, like, sitting on the steps and he's just destroying it on sax. And he does that again in this song. And it's, yeah, no, it's a great song.
Let's get right into it.
Thank you.
I mean, that drop out of a little classical intro.
Very cool.
It's elite.
Very,
he
very
knows
cool.
what he's doing. He really does.
Kind of. Is he associated with Wolfpack? Is that,
I feel like genre-wise he is. I'm not sure if he actually... I'm sure he plays with some of them, though. Mm. They're all very talented musicians. I'm sure he's...
Yeah.
He's dabbled.
I don't like Wolfpack, but whatever.
I know you don't, but... But we do like... what was the... Ace of Aces. The flying
their cover band.
Yeah, the three of them that are all in Wolfpack. They're awesome. The Fearless Flyers.
Fearless Flyers.
That's what it is. They're awesome. But yeah, but no, we were just talking about finals, and so I have this. I feel like I've mentioned this class before on air, the media ethics class.
Man.
I have to write this essay by like Thursday night, and. We've gotten into the ethics of sort of digital media and social media and stuff like that. I'm thinking about writing about Be Real. I think there's a lot of like sort of ethical questions. I'm curious on your like, if you actually think about it, about like the goal of Be Real, is it like any better than I feel like everyone is like, it's better than Instagram. It's better than Snapchat. Like it's not doing anything. It doesn't have infinite scroll, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Like, the not having the infinite scroll is nice, and the two, like, having a time limit on it is nice, so you aren't, like, you know, doing a collage of photos.
Yeah.
At the same time, how many people do you know that actually use it as intended and don't stage it in some form?
That's going to be part of my...
Like, nobody.
That's part of my essay is... Yeah.
That's why I stopped like, using it.
Actually, I'm about to pull up my notes.
The novelty... For me, fell off super quickly after about like 3 months.
Yeah,
using
because
it.
It was the whole thing of like, it also shows you like, oh, who retook their thing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But so that's part of my critique of it. The other part is like, there's this whole thing in like media ethics around autonomy, like, oh, how we're spending our time, where we're putting our attention, whether we have autonomy over that, right? Be Real. So, like, Instagram will send you a notification. Usually it's not time sensitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Be Real has this time sensitive thing that, like, it's like you have to take these, whatever, 2 minutes. It's not that long, but it's still like you get this Be Real notification. It's Be Real time. I literally just saw, like, this Instagram reel of some dude playing basketball and he, like, stops playing in his high school game because someone's taking a Be Real of him. Like, it's stuff like that where it's like,
They're
taking over that 2 minutes of not just your day, but everybody's day. Like it you know, that's my other ethical
critique. At least in my experience when I was using it, I would see maybe 3 out of the 30 people I had on it actually post during that 2 minute window.
Right.
Which number one, like kinda defeats the purpose. Number two, I just like don't care anymore. It got really annoying
seeing the notification sitting there on my phone. No, I deleted it a few months ago.
Me too. And like it was, I don't care. I don't really care. Like
I know it seemed like such a wholesome.
It was, like, and it was in the beginning.
No, I think
it is sort of
a wholesome. Like, if Instagram, right? The infinite scroll is the big problem, right? Because even I'm like on Instagram Reels because I don't even have TikTok, but I'll be on Instagram Reels for like half an hour straight, and it's like awful.
Twitter.
It's so awful.
For me, it's Twitter.
Right.
Twitter is like the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm convinced. I'm convinced social media is the worst thing that's ever happened, like to the human race. Period. But
it's funny because that's like debated. It's debated that like social media is actually bad.
I mean, here's what I'm very curious about, right? Because like the last generation that really grew up fully without it being a thing was like Gen X, right?
Right.
Because, like, millennials, by the time they were teenagers, MySpace and Facebook started to become things.
Exactly.
I'm so curious about, like, what it is going to do to us in the long run. And we were talking about this today in my film class. Like, somebody brought up how their parents were afraid of, like, Google Maps because they thought, like, oh, you're going to have zero sense of direction. And part of me was like, that's crazy. But then the other part of me was like, you know, my dad forced me to use a paper map. When I was younger, and I am one of the few people I know that actually have a good sense of direction, and it's infuriating.
I got that too a little bit. I mean, not in terms of the cardinal directions.
No, not like that.
I can remember roots.
Yeah,
right?
I know exactly. Like, I know where I am in a space, and like I'll be talking to Amy, and I'm like, oh, like almost like spitballing, like, no, that's south of us. Just like, how do you know this? I'm like, I don't know. Like
the ocean's over there.
Looked at a map.
No, it is weird. I don't know. Yeah, we were just talking on the walk over about this whole like the
chat
coding.
Yeah.
What is it called?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, where it's like now it's computers coding themselves, right? You give them a human enough prompt and they can figure it out.
It's not a little bit them coding themselves because you still need human input.
Well, yeah, yeah. But you don't need human input.
Yes, you do. It's not. It's never going to start. I mean, it's never going to do it on its own. It's not. It's never. It's never going to. It's never going to realize. Oh, I need to code this, and then just you have to input. I want you to do this.
I don't know, man.
You have to start the sequence.
That's what I was trying to talk to say like earlier, though. I think there's there's definitely some sort of way to like have a self. I mean, that's what machine learning is, right? It's a self improving computer.
Yeah, but it's a self.
It might be a little too meta at the moment, but.
I don't know.
I could see it going there.
I guess.
It's scary.
I think part of it is that, like, I don't know. All these people, machines are going to get sentient. No. We are prescribing our idea of sentience onto machines when really they are just incredibly good at making connections. Like, we were watching this thing today.
And fast,
like,
right? That's what it is.
Fast.
They're super fast.
It's like if you were to tell a computer, today is a beautiful day, the sky is blank. 99.99999% of the time, the computer's going to fill in blue. Not because it knows what a beautiful day is or knows what color the sky is. It's because it knows that in that sentence, the most likely word to fill in that blank is blue.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. I think when you pull back the curtain a bit, it's the stuff that I'm more worried about is the people who are in control of the AI.
Yeah.
Like, what is going
on. Right, because it's not our... Well, we're giving it some data, so in some way it's our...
No, I mean like...
It's our prescription of like what life is. But for the most part, the people that are coding these programs, they have an incredible amount of power over like where the path takes the computer.
What I'm talking about is like... Just take like surveillance, for example.
Oh, yeah. No, that
China
that
is
power
using machine learning in order to identify people, in order to identify Uyghurs, in order to take them to re-education camps. And there are... self-contained drones right now that are controlled by countries merely putting them in the sky that are able to, you know, kill people. So I think that it's like the AI itself isn't dangerous. It's the people who wield the AI that are dangerous, but whatever.
And I think it's the same problem with social media, right? Like it's, what's your goal in this? If your goal is to have perfect advertisements,
which is what it is, that is
which
the
is
end,
what
is,
the,
that is
which,
the
that's
end goal
the
of
model.
Every social
that's
media
the model
company.
Right now. Yeah. Like if that's your goal,
that's going to be the model for as long as we're in a capitalist society. It's just plain and simple.
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. All right, what's the next song?
Father Time.
Oh, that's a good song.
I'm just
going to
say it. I was disappointed with Miss Morale. I really think it is a... I don't know if it's... I think it might be better than Damn, but, like, dude, you...
No, I don't think it's better than Damn. I think Damn was more solid. Like, they're...
See, this is where I disagree. I think Miss Morale is more cohesive as a project. I think Damn has higher highlights. I think it has better individual songs. I think as a project, Miss Morale is better.
I don't know. I think every song on Damn is really good, though.
I don't like Humble. I don't like DNA. I don't like...
yeah, but he had to put hits
Lust.
Out.
I don't like...
those are all hits, though.
But, like, I don't know.
No, as a piece, if you think of this as like a musical composition, I think Mr. Morale is more like interesting. Yeah.
I was
Damn
disappointed
was really
though, because the hard part.
No,
five,
I was too.
The
I
hard
remember
part
the first
five
time
comes
I've
out. Oh,
it.
That's what we should have played.
What? Oh, the hard part five.
So the hard part five. You remember this because you were there.
Yeah,
hard
we were
part
all
five
there.
Comes out. We listen to it and we're like, okay, this album is going to be an instant classic because there's no way you lead with the hard part five and the album itself is worse.
Yeah.
And then I remember it was you, me, Addy, Craig, and Jonah all listening to it. And I think we slowly kind of had the realization that, oh, the hard part five kind of trumps everything on this. But, you know, great
really,
song here with Father Time.
You know,
so.
the thing with Kendrick, though, is like, I think even you give him even more time and we're going to come back in like a couple months and it's going to sound slowly better and better.
Yeah.
Like I think it's going to hold up very well.
I agree with that. But then at the same time, the first time I heard To Pimp a Butterfly was like,
that's true.
It was just, I listened to it and I was like, this is going to go down as a top 10 rap album of all time. And it's like really not even a debate.
It's hard to beat that.
I don't know if that is going to end up being his magnum. I personally think it probably will be, but whatever. This is Father Time.
This is a good song, though.
This is a great song. Sampa, super, super good. You'll listen to his stuff if you don't. But yeah, this is Father Time. Enjoy.
You really need some therapy.
Real nigga need no therapy. What are you talking about?
You sound stupid as shit.
Shit, everybody's stupid.
Yeah, well, you need to talk to somebody. Reach out to Eckhart.
Thank you. I come from a generation of home invasions, and I got daddy issues, that's on me. Everything them 4 walls that taught me, may have is buried deep. That man knew a lot, but not enough to keep me past them streets. My life is a plot, twisted from directions that I can't see. Daddy issues all across my head, told me fuck a foul, I'm teary-eyed. Wanna throw my hands, I won't think out loud, a foolish pride. If I lose again, won't go in the house, I stayed outside. Laughing with my friends, they don't know my life. Daddy issues made me learn losses, I don't take those well. Mama said that boy is exhausted, he said go fuck yourself. If he give up now, that's gon' cost him. Life's a bitch, you could be a bitch or step out the margin. I gotta quit, I'm charging baskets and falling backwards, trying to keep balance. Oh, this the part where mental stability meets talent. Oh, this the party breaks my humility just for practice. Tactics we learn together, so it loses forever. Daddy issues.
Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up. No chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on me, no chase. Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up. No chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on me.
I got daddy issues, that's on me. Looking for I love you, rarely empathizing for my relief. A child that grew accustomed, jumping up when I scraped my knee. Cause if I cried about it, he surely tell me not to be weak. Daddy issues, hit my emotions, never express myself. Man should never show feelings, being sensitive never helped. His mama died, I asked him why he going back to work so soon. His first reply was son, that's life, and Bill's got no silver spoon. Daddy issues, fuck everybody, go get your money son, protect yourself, trust nobody, only your mama know. This made relationships seem cloudy, never attached to none. So if you took some likings around me, I might reject the love. Daddy issues kept me competitive, that's a fact nigga. I don't give a fuck what's the narrative, I am that nigga. When Kanye got back with Drake, I was slightly confused. Guess I'm not mature as I think, got some healing to do. Egotistic, zero giving fucks, and to be specific, need assistance with the way I was brought up. What's the difference when your heart is made of stone, and your mind is made of gold, and your tongue is made of sword, but it may weaken your soul. My niggas ain't got no daddy, grow up overcompensating, learn shit about being a man in disguise as being gangster. I love my father for telling me to take off the gloves, cause everything he didn't want was everything I was. And to my partners that figured it out without a father, I salute you, may your blessings be neutral to your toddlers. It's crucial, they can't stop us if we see the mistakes. Till then, let's give the women a break. Grown men with daddy issues.
Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up, no chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on me, no chase on
me. Yeah, that's a definite highlight on there for me. I also really like Mother, I'm Sober, but that's like 11 minutes
long.
That's
a good one. Yeah, we couldn't have played that one. No, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just saying, I'm glad we already played one of Sampa's solo songs. I don't know how long, that must have been like months. And was that this semester? I don't even think that was the semester. I think that was last semester.
I think it might have been over the summer.
Yeah, no, we were way ahead of the curve on this one for sure.
I mean, I remember freshman year Jonah telling me about Sampha.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, yeah, he's
Jonah. Cool. Jonah's got that sneaky music taste. He was studying to the entire Silk Sonic album, and I was like, it's a real throwback. 5 months ago.
See, I'm not gonna lie, I remember like for 3 weeks listening to nothing but Silk Sonic, and I genuinely don't go back to it that often. I think I heard Smoking Out the Window a couple weeks ago, and I was like, yeah, it still goes hard.
I think I do. I don't know.
I go back. I don't know. I've been listening to a bunch of like the stuff that inspired that album. I've been listening to a bunch
right,
of Sly
that,
and a bunch
I think
of
that's
Herbie
been
Hancock.
Similar.
Like, so
yeah, I've been more on the Herbie Hancock, but yeah. I don't know. The fact that that inspired the both of us to go back. Maybe it's worth it.
Yeah. Got a PSA for us? Oh, no, you don't.
No,
all right, never mind.
I do. I just have to open it up. Am I doing this right now?
Go okay. For it.
It's storm season. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. What is this, Grant? So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out of the storm from the comfort of home.
Dude, my house would be destroyed.
This is not...
Keep reading it.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That
was a terrible PSA.
That was bad.
You know, we're going to redo it. This is... I really like punk music. I don't know if we've been over this on the show, but I like a lot of hardcore punk. This was the best hardcore punk release of the year. It's from a band called Soul Glow out of Philadelphia that I had tickets to, but some stuff came up and I couldn't go.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a Gold Chain Punk. Who gonna beat my fill in the blank? It's a great song. Enjoy.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets the same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so upset I didn't get to go to that show.
Plus, nature's out there.
Yeah.
That was a crazy verse.
Oh, dude, I'm reading this, like, who are you listening to? And some people got some terrible music taste. I'm sorry. I just gotta say it.
Trying to start beef on air.
Ooh,
man.
Smooth Operator by Sade, though. That's fire. I love me some Sade.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, that's a classic. You can't not like that song.
So you want to hear something really funny?
Sure.
So I'm like out of space on my phone. partially fully. Because I have like 7 or 8 full Dead shows downloaded onto it, but I don't feel like deleting those. So that's just going to stay. What I did feel like deleting was I went through and I was like, I don't listen to this artist anymore. So I deleted all of Kanye's music, which was just going to happen just because I can't, like, literally, it just makes me upset hearing it now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, God, like, bro, you made Late Registration. Like, the You Made Graduation meme is terrible because Graduation is not a good album, but You Made Late Registration is funny because Late whatever. I heard, like, We Made Your Come On, and I was like, God, I can't even listen to this anymore. It just makes me upset. So I deleted Kanye.
I mean, the thing about having downloaded, like, it's always going to be out there. You know, there's no point in you having it on the phone.
I deleted all of Brockhampton's music because I've come to the realization that Brockhampton, after Saturation 3, was just terrible. I don't know why I was ever giving them any streaming. They're just bad. Deleted all of Kid Cudi's music because I came to the realization that Kid Cudi is unbelievably mid.
I've never liked Kid Cudi.
See, I did, but I think it's because he was like a gateway to rap for me. I remember some kid showed me Day and Night on the school bus when I was like 6 years old or like something.
That makes sense. I don't know. I never listened to Kid Cudi that heavily. I do think he's like a great dude, but
yeah,
he seems like a nice guy, but I don't know.
Not very good.
Never really been into it.
But yeah, that was cathartic. And it's just nice because now, like, I'm shuffling songs. I don't have to constantly skip stuff. It's like, oh, I actually just want to hear all of this. That's great.
Yeah. I've never gotten to that point. I can never figure out, like, a proper playlist. I mean, I had
3,500 or something songs. Yeah, no, so, like, it is, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I have a Griselda song here, but I'm gonna skip it. It's really good. Listen to John Woo Flick off of listen to the entirety of God Don't Make Mistakes by Conway the Machine. It's an incredible album.
Yeah, that is a good album. We did that. I feel like I mentioned it 2 weeks ago, but yeah, we did a whole study sesh just to that whole album.
Yeah, John Woo Flick's probably my favorite just because that's like the posse cut, but like, you know, it's all good. We're gonna go straight to, did we play Hazard Duty Pay? Because like, it didn't come out this year.
What time is it? It's 12. Skip it for now.
All right,
we'll figure something else out.
This is Moon by Domi and JD Beck. And
this is more chill. I think we need to like get the heart rate down. Get ready to go to bed. You know,
get ready to sob with the last track that's on here. Yeah, I'm upset I didn't get to see them. I had tickets, but like,
I know Craig and I had a great time sharing a burrata pizza and,
you know,
watching.
It was Amy's 21st birthday.
That's fair. But I mean, JD Beck did make a bunch of fart jokes, so it was.
Which one's JD Beck?
The drummer. Yeah, no, he made like a bunch of fart jokes. They made a lot of good sex jokes. It was
cool.
No, it was a cool experience. City Winery, weird venue. But
where was it again?
It's like near TD Garden.
It's in that same complex.
Yeah, it's like over there. Gotcha. It's
North Shore.
It's not the greatest venue, but they did bring us pizza straight to our table, and we showed up, and they have the pitchers of water already to go. That, you know, it was fancy, but I didn't really need that.
Sick. All right, charge you $60 for a $20 bottle of wine. I know how their operation works.
That's how it goes.
All right, this is Moon by Domi and JD Beck featuring the one and only Herbie Hancock. Enjoy.
How do you really want to go?
deep talks happening during that.
Yeah, man.
Wait, they're on Blue Note?
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge. That's massive. If you guys don't know what Blue Note is, Blue Note is the premier jazz label for the past 100 years.
Yeah. They played I think maybe it was over the summer, they played, or no, that was in like October or something.
The Blue Note Festival.
But they played the Blue Note Festival, and that was like, I was gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna go see them.
I am
during that.
So excited. So the tentative plan for break at the moment is I'm flying down next week. Or I'm flying down on Saturday. Oh man, that's close. Yeah, flying down on Saturday. Amy and I are going to Key West for a few days.
Got it.
Then I'm driving her back up to her house in Melbourne. Probably stay down in Florida for like another 4 or 5 days. Fly back up here right before New Year's. I'm seeing Parliament Funkadelic, 28th.
Both of them?
Well, Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, it is like a mix.
They are like one overlapping group, technically. Okay. Yeah. But that's gonna be insane. Literally has been at like the top of my list. Like if I ever am able to see this group, I will go out of my way to do it. So Dan's coming up for Parliament Funkadelic.
Okay.
We're gonna do New Year's here. Then we're going to take the train back to New York, and I'm going to stay at his house for like a few days. And I haven't been to New York in like forever. Yeah. So I'm going to hit up Blue Note, and I'm going to hit up like a few of these other big locations.
I really would like to go to Blue Note.
Go see some live music, get some nice records, eat some good food. You know, the usual New York experience.
Yeah.
Come back up here and then just like literally veg out for 2 weeks because I just have not had any time to like do that. So,
yeah, sure.
You know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
That'll be fun. If you need any New York restaurant recs,
I will hit you up. I will hit you up. I'm not going to lie.
I've been doing research.
Probably mostly be going to delis because I'm just absolutely craving Jew food.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, even delis in New York, there's a hierarchy.
I know. Yeah, because I don't want to go to Katz and pay $22 for a sandwich that I've had before. Like, it's good, but it's not worth $22. It's just absurd.
No. Yeah, just text me.
I feel like Dan's from North Jersey, though, so I feel like he knows his stuff, too.
Yeah, he'll have a pork roll, egg, and cheese on deck.
Yeah, well, no, it's Taylor ham. Oh, right. Jeez, you'll be crucified.
Sorry, I'm not from Jersey. I don't really care about anything. I think
it's
stupid.
It's pork roll everywhere else in the world. So it's pork roll there.
Pork roll, awful. That's what Alexander's has taught me. All these names for cold cuts.
I'm actually pumped to start working there next semester.
You're gonna do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta take my spot.
I know.
Gotta hop on the grill.
I mean, I'm just literally all the money that I earn from that is gonna go toward dead tickets. So.
No, it's nice. It's like. Whatever, it's like $150
that extra,
a week.
Yeah,
like,
that extra $150 a week is going
to
be huge.
It just pays for me to like not eat awful things, and it's honestly a very chill and like sort of nice workplace. Alexander's Deli. If you guys want to go to Alexander's Deli, I'll be working there Wednesday, Friday nights. Like half of our friend group is working there now. We basically own the place.
Yep.
Really good steak and cheeses. To be honest, like that steak
honestly,
is legit.
I think Dave's has the best steak and cheese around here, but it's like probably $5 more.
No, the steak and cheese smaller. Is like $11. It's like a foot long sub.
See, yeah, the one at Dave's is like half that size. It's $16, but it's better steak, and they use Borson, bro.
I mean, I'm not gonna,
game changer. I'm telling you, it's just insane.
I'm not going to say Alexander's is the best steak and cheese in Boston. But it's a bang for your buck. Plus, you get to, like, if you need to buy some cornstarch, we have cornstarch. If you need to buy
Cafe Bustelo
motor oil, we got
you
that.
You guys have everything.
We have everything in that place. Just ask us.
I find it so funny that Ethan and I found that place because some kid recommended it to me.
Yeah.
On my, like, Spanish class. And he was like, yo, you gotta go over here and you gotta get the chicken cutlet, prosciutto, and balsamic.
That sandwich is good, too.
I'm like, okay. So we went and it was gas. But... got one song left, and I want to do a little bit of an intro for it because it'll give us enough time to kind of, you know, send off afterwards.
Yeah, give us a little.
So by far and away the best album this year is Ants From Up There, and I will hear absolutely no debate on that because I think that out of everything that's come out this year, it is the only album that I am genuinely convinced is going to go down as an actual classic.
I think that's fair. I mean, it's their best. I wish we could have seen them, and I could have more solid memory.
That was going to be my second point. The fact that I will never see Basketball Shoes or the song I'm about to play live.
But aren't they playing?
Not without Isaac. And I got to say, the vocal performances on these songs is what makes it for me. The instrumentation is great, yes. But like, and the songwriting is great. But his performance is what ties it all together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't even performing any of this catalog. Yeah, they were performing all new stuff. So I was taking the train from Rome to Florence, and I was listening to this album, and I was just, like, absolutely dissociating, staring at the Italian countryside, listening to, like, some of the absolute most heart-wrenching, depressing music out there, and it's great. I wanted to play Basketball Shoes, but that's 13 minutes long. So this is the second best song on the album. This is The Place He Inserted the Blade. Self-explanatory. I'm sure you all heard it, but I'm going to play it anyway. Enjoy.
A few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours.
So, I mean, I just wanted to end the show by saying, you know, huge thank you to everybody who's tuned in over this semester and has been supporting the show. It'll be back at some point. I don't really know exactly when, but...
Dude, I'm about to cry after that song. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, imagine hearing that for the first time. But yeah, I'm going to keep something going over the winter, so I'll update everybody on that.
Yeah, you'll be back.
Auden will be back at some point.
I'll be back. Maybe I'll just do my whole... Every word I say will be in Dutch, and hopefully you guys can understand it, because apparently it's the most similar... language to English.
I thought it was. I thought Germany. Or
I think Dutch is even closer, which is I don't know. So we'll see. But yeah, no, I'm honored to have Harrison welcome me every 2 weeks. I'm very glad that we've been doing this for the past two semesters. It's really something to look forward to. Yeah, no, it's a unique experience.
Yeah,
I'm glad we got to do it.
Keep it freeform, everybody. We got Emotional Motion Sickness up next, so tune into their show. And we'll see you when we see you.
We will.
Well, yeah, it's been great. So hope finals goes well for everybody. Have a great winter break. If you're going abroad, enjoy that. And we'll see you when we see you.
Have a good night.